What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. We're finally back on the couch in Brooklyn doing a solo episode. How you doing? The air conditioner is on and it's going to stay on. Homeless Pimp has tried to convince me to turn it off for sound issues. And I said, no, Pimp, we're not turning it off. Okay, I'm sweating. It's 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 150,000% humidity. I'm not turning it off. The Yep, I'm Gay shirt will keep me cool, even though I'm a burning hot queen right now. So listen, we got coffee. Shout out Boston. Shout out coffee. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back here on the couch. You know, going to LA was fun.
Well, now you're fully back. Did you really miss New York?
I'm fully back, not fully vaxxed. You won't chip me!
Oh, my God. After all that missing New York.
Polly Pocket!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're back, man. How's it feel? You know?
Dude, it feels so good to be back. It's like, you know, and by the way, New York City is alive. Like, the West Village is alive. People are out. There's human shit in the streets still. But, you know, that's just what it is. That's a Saturday night. It smells like garbage. I just feel like, by the way, we're pulling up an article that says COVID vaccines don't make you magnetic. They do, though, because every time I'm telling you, my dad got the shot, and every time he walks past my fridge, he sticks to it, probably because he's got his fucking hands in it. No, actually, my dad's losing weight. Shout out my dad losing weight. Good for you. By the way, speaking of losing weight and being gay, I'm back on the road. So July 22nd to the 24th, we've added seats to the Providence shows. Those shows were sold out for so long. Now we've added seats. Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island, get the tickets. Eatontown, New Jersey, The Late Show. First show's almost sold out. The Late Show has a few seats left, so go get them. That's August 14th. Philadelphia, we've also added seats, but I believe those are sold out as well. I'm doing 8 shows, all sold out, so thank you, Philly Punchline. October 23rd, Fox Theater, Foxwoods. We're doing the big theater. First show sold out. We added a second show, so go get tickets for the Late Show. And then we got a bunch of other shows on sale. We got the Aladdin Theater. We got in Portland. We got the Neptune Theater in Seattle early 2021. Oh, Zanies in October in Nashville. Those shows are almost sold out, so go get your tickets in Nashville. And go check out chrisdcomedy.com for all my dates. And, of course, go to the Patreon, patreon.com/chrisdcomedy. We're having so much fun over there. If you are not listening to the Chris and Eddie show, where I take edibles, aka Eddie's, and do a show, you're missing out. It's so nuts. I am Homeless Pimp now has made me a full drug addict, and I'm doing drugs now in the name of patreon.com/chrisdcomedy. And make no mistake, Vinny hates it, and Vinny will eventually divorce me for it. Even though we're not married. Did the bell just ring? Let's get the bell. What I actually want to do, but Vin is not feeling well, because by the way, stroller over there, the baby is maybe a week away. The baby is coming. The new BABI is coming. And as soon as she's born, here's the thing. Here's what's just my promise to you guys, to my family, to my family who watches on YouTube, iTunes, and Spotify, to my family who listens on Patreon, aka the Christians, the people you only have really joined the chaos if you went to patreon.com/chrisdcomedy, because that's where the fun happens. And right in the community board there, we have a whole community going on at Patreon where people get in touch, they go on dates. It's like a whole social gathering. So right on the community tab at patreon.com/chrisdcomedy. But my promise to you is this: when my new daughter is born, when she is as soon as she comes into this house, she will be on the podcast. My days old daughter will be a guest on the Chrissy Chaos podcast. I don't care. She will be a guest, and that's what it is. And we're going to see. We're going to see if Delilah's saying right now that she doesn't care. She's like, I want to give our new baby sister all these clothes and this and that. And we're going to see. There will be, only available at patreon.com/chrisdcomedy, a celebrity boxing match between Delilah and the new baby. Over who gets the American Girl dolls. I'm kidding. Here's 10 things you didn't know about babies. Their first poop doesn't stink. That's true. Their poops actually don't stink at all. They don't stink at all. And do you know right now in the baby sack, they're all their poop and pee that they've ever done is just in the sack. So Jasmine's just a walking sack of somebody else's poop and pee. But she's so beautiful. We had a surprise baby shower for her the other day, and she was so mad at me because I was like, oh, I kept telling her. I was like, oh, we got this date that we're going to go on. I planned this thing out. Like 2 weeks before, I'm like, yo, we got this whole date. We got this whole date. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. I was like, yo, I got your mom to come in as a babysitter, my mom as a backup. So, you know, Vin was all excited. We're going. She put on like this green dress. She looked like she walked right out of freaking Guadalajara, Mexico. And she came out, it looked so beautiful. And then we finally get in the car. She's like, so what's the big surprise? I was like, I got a spot at the Comedy Cellar. That's the big surprise, is I'm going to the Comedy Cellar. And she was so furious, so mad. Then I took her to a little taco place in the West Village that was so hot and disgusting. And she was like, you know what? I want to just go home. And I set all that up to get her so angry, because when she opened the door back to this apartment, guess who was here? Our entire family's with balloons. We threw a surprise baby shower. That was the thing. And she was so mad. She was so mad at me. And then, you know, I thought, oh, boom, surprise baby shower. This is what it was. I tried to get you upset. So you'd storm through the door and get the pictures. And it didn't work because she's still mad at me. She's just still mad at me. And I'm like, damn it. She was like, you still pissed me off that you didn't, you know, take us on the date. Tristan, what are you doing? You need something? You good? There's rice bowls there for you, buddy, if you want. Tristan, can I wear your sloth hat for the podcast? Just throw me the sloth hat. We got him a sloth hat at the La Brea Tar Pits. He hasn't taken it off in about a month and a half. 6 weeks, this kid hasn't taken it off or washed the sloth hat. So if you ever want to see, if you're wondering what a prehistoric sloth smelled like, come in here and smell Tristan's hat, because I bet you it's pretty close to that. And my daughter, Delilah, is dressed as a mermaid right now. She's got a mermaid dress on, and unfortunately, we don't have a pool because daddy's not doing well enough. We still live in a two-beddy in Brooklyn.
What'd you think of the Logan Paul Mayweather thing?
I thought the Logan Paul Mayweather thing was as advertised. I think once, you know, they announced that, hey, listen, it's not going to be, there's going to be no winner. I think that, you know, it's kind of what it was.
You saw him like knocked out, being held up by Mayweather.
Yeah, I think he did get knocked out. That's the thing. He did get knocked out. But you know, it's for exhibition. The kid made $40 million. And here's the thing. Here's the good news about knowing Logan Paul a little bit and doing a video in his house and getting to know some of his closest friends is I got some inside info, some insider trading info on some new crypto he's involved with now since the fight. So I'm going to the moon. Yes. By the way, worst movie I've ever seen in my fucking life is the new Netflix movie about going to Mars. It's Daniel Day Kim, freaking Toni Collette, Anna Kendrick, and then a new actor who is very good. The new actor was so good. Yeah, what's it called? What's this new Netflix one called? It's like, oh, Stowaway. Stowaway, it's called, where basically the plot, here's the premise of it, and earmuffs if you want to watch this piece of shit, but here's the premise of it, is it's three astronauts going on a two-year mission to Mars, okay? And then while they're already in outer space, they realize that one of the guys who was supposed to be screwing in like one of the control panels before liftoff somehow fell and got stuck in the rocket ship and survived the blast from the Earth to outer space and falls out of the fucking ceiling, you know, randomly in the middle of the movie, and he's a stowaway and they only have enough oxygen for three people, but now they got four. And then the movie ends with one of them dying and you never finding out what the hell happens. Do they ever get to Mars? Do they ever fix the oxygen? And it's freaking ridiculous. I mean, it's like now movies, they just have to have every race covered. It's like, I was like, are they astronauts or are they going to community college? Because every box was checked. I was like, oh my God. So I don't mean to shit on the movie, by the way. I'm sorry to be negative a little bit on that movie. I don't mean that. We're posy-wazzy in here. We're having fun. But I got so angry at the ending. That's what it was. I got so angry at the ending. On the flip side, a Chrissy pick right here. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch Mayor of Easttown on HBO Max. So good. Kate Winslet, so good. The only problem with that show is everybody sounds like Shane Gillis, and it was infuriating me. Everybody sounds like Shane Gillis and Joe DeRosa. Just backwoods, Pennsylvania, Delco trash. The people, the good people of Delaware County, Pennsylvania, need to have their citizenship revoked. That's what I want. No, I'm kidding. Dude, do you know the little fun fact, a little Christy DiStefano fact? The accent that you hear in, like, the Philadelphia suburban area is what at least people think is most, you know, historians think is most closely related to what, like, colonial people sounded like George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and all the founding fathers. They think most of them sounded close to that. Could you imagine they didn't, though? Could you imagine, like, we don't know, like, what any of their voices sounded like. We have no way to know. Nobody wrote about it. Could you imagine, like, the Washington, George Washington just sounded like Mike Tyson? Or, like, you know, Benjamin Franklin had, like, a full female voice. He was like, The Declaration of Independence. We want freedom from England. And England, that's why England didn't want to give it up so far. They're like, we're not going to give freedom to these little bitches. It's possible.
Yeah, or it could have been like Legion of Skanks.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Like, where they're just like
George Washington's Big J.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, and you know what? It's so interesting. We got to get Shane Gillis on the podcast. Obviously, if you don't know Shane Gillis, I'm sure you guys do if you're comedy fans. But if you don't, go check out his sketches, Gills and Keeves and Gilly? Gilly and Keeves on YouTube. They put out a sketch once a week. Fantastic sketches. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I'm also shooting his special.
Oh, Homeless Pimp is shooting Shane Gillis' special in July, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So we got to bank episodes because Homeless Pimp's going to be gone. Everybody's trying to steal the Homeless Pimp now. If you watch some of these other podcasts out there, they're all doing the edits. They're all doing the close-ups. They're all doing the subtitles like the pimp. So the pimp is trying to be duplicated, but he can't because the pimp is one of a kind. And the key difference between these other people and Homeless Pimp is one word and one word only, autism. Pimp has it. The others don't. So it's true. Yeah. So, yeah. So everything's good. How about this? People born blind are mysteriously protected from schizophrenia. Wow. But that makes sense, though, because schizophrenia has got so much to do with, like, visual hallucinations. I know audio hallucinations, but also visual hallucinations. So maybe that's what schizophrenia is. Maybe it's like a sensory overload thing, and your brain goes nuts because of all the images you see. Dude, imagine, like, that's what's going to happen because, like, all the kids are addicted to their phones now. They all become schizophrenic.
It's like Bird Box.
Yes. It's like maybe that's what Bird Box was. Everybody just goes full schizo.
They were warning us. Just Ooh. Like Men in Black. They knew it.
They knew it. What would you rather be, though, blind or schizophrenic?
Oh, fuck.
It's a tough question.
What about you? That's tough. I don't
know. I think I'd rather be schizophrenic because I'm scared of the dark. So if I was blind, I'd just always be in the dark. But at least if I was a schizophrenic, I'd be like, I live in the dark, dude. I'm the person you're scared of. I'm joking. It's calm.
I just thought it was interesting that, like, the brain's so strange that if you have one sickness, it's like, all right, we're not going to give you this too.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
You dying, Chaz?
It's not COVID. Oh, yeah. Maybe it is at this point. Dude, I've had to take like 100 freaking COVID tests for, you know, to do this TV show, Backyard Bar Wars, which, by the way, starts July 8th on True TV. So just tweet at it. Just tweet that you like it. Okay. Because just don't be a dick. And if anyone talks shit, the Christians are coming at you. So what I wanted to say was before about Vin is she's not feeling well right now because, you know, we're about to give birth to a baby. But what I want to do is I want to have Vin come out here and live on the podcast, take a U.S. citizenship test and see if she can pass it. And I want to see if I can pass it. It's so hard. Let's just do U.S. citizenship questions. Let's see if we can answer like 2 out of 5 right. Let's see. Listen, if you know me, you know that the way I give back, because a lot of my white friends are like, you're not doing enough for people of color. And I say, really? I'm not. I'm making Puerto Rican children. That's what I'm doing. I'm making Puerto Ricans. How is that not doing enough for people of color when I'm making people of color? Yes. And the only way for me to communicate with my family, which is mostly Puerto Rican people of color, is by learning Spanish. And guess how I'm doing that? Babble. Suck my Puerto Rican ass, Rosetta Stone. I'm Chrissy Babble, okay? I'm all about the babble. I'm a freaking, I put the B-A-B-B-E in babble, babe. It's 15-minute lessons. It's perfect, okay? Literally, anybody, you could do anything 15 minutes. You just do it 15 minutes, and that's it. And that's it. That's all you do is you 15 minutes, and then you start to learn the language. And they got all different languages. They got Spanish, of course, French, Italian, German. And they use speech recognition technology, which is huge. A lot of these other companies don't use that, but Babbel uses speech recognition technology to improve your pronunciation and accent, because you don't want to sound like an absolute jerk off if you're speaking another language. You don't want to, you know, like when people speak English with an accent, you're like, hey, a little too. It's like, no, 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 no. I want you to speak it fluently. I want you to have a dialect, okay? Kate Winslet from Mayor of Easttown is from England, and she could somehow nail a freaking Philadelphia dialect. She's like, Wooter, I want to go home. I want cuckoos, hoogies. She learned that on Babbel. Babbel was on the set of Mayor of Easttown. So they even do dialects. And you're going to get a sick deal from Babbel right now. The deals these companies are giving away are unbelievable. So when you purchase a 3-month subscription, you're going to get an additional 3 months free. So pretty much 6 months for the price of three. All you got to do is go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com and put in the code chaos. Just put in the code CHAOS. You're going to get 6 months, three of them free. Seriously, Babbel.com, promo code chaos. Do it. Learn a new language. Why the hell not? If you ever wanted to be a spy or just talk shit about your family or friends in another language, look no further. Babbel.com, Babbel.com, promo code chaos. 6 months, you're going to get three of them free. Boom, do it. Buffy. I'm telling you, Buffy, they're the best bed comforters I've ever had. Buffy, you guys sent me a bed comforter, and it's legitimately unbelievable. I've almost went homeless. I don't even care if I'm homeless one day. As long as I have my Buffy comforter, I'll be outside in the street on a tent, wherever you need me to go. I'll be in Skid Row. I'll be in downtown Manhattan. I will camp out as long as I have a Buffy, okay? Do not let homeless people get access to Buffy, because they will never get off the street, because Buffy is so comfy wumpy. I swear to God, it's so comfortable that it makes you, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Literally, you could put me in an ISIS beheading video, and if my head was going to roll into a Buffy comforter, I'd be like, praise be to Allah, cut it off. Buffy, it's softer than cotton, and it naturally soothes the skin, which is great. It's earth friendly, which is happy Earth Day. It's hypoallergenic, which is so big for you, for pets. You know me, I'm Chrissy Allergies. I'm Chrissy Claritin. Hypoallergenic, fantastic. And it's cruelty free, no down here. They're not killing animals for their feathers. They got some other Buffy technology that God knows what the hell they're doing, but it's so comfortable and it's cool. It never gets hot, especially in the summer when it's muggy and crappy. Not Buffy. It stays very, very cool, and I love it. And you can try a comforter in your own bed for free. All you have to do is go to Buffy.co. That's Buffy.co, not com, .co, and use the promo code Chrissy Chaos, CHRISSYCHAOS, and you're going to get $20 off your Buffy comforter. So $20 off your Buffy comforter. All you got to do is go to Buffy.co, Buffy.co, put in the promo code Chrissy Chaos, $20 off your comforter. It's unbelievable. Truly, I have them in every room right now. They sent me one, and then I bought two using my own promo code, because that's what I do. Went to Buffy.co, put in the promo code Chrissy Chaos. It was easy. Got $20 off the order, and it's unbelievable. So wrap yourself up in some Buffy sheets. Even if you're looking to hide a body, Buffy's the way to go. You wrap that puppy up, put it in the trunk. It'll be so comfortable. Here's the thing. If the police found the body in those sheets, that body would be in there so comfortably that it would look like it's just asleep, and they'd be like, he's probably just drunk or whatever, but really you murdered someone. Buffy.co, promo code Chrissy Chaos. Truthfully, the best comforter I've ever had. I swear to God, it truthfully is. It's unbelievable. Don't let the homeless have them. You'll never get them off the streets. Wait a second. Are you telling me that the U.S. Citizens and Immigration Services test to become a citizen, it's not multiple choice? You have to write in the answers? Oral? You mean you got to suck a customs agent's dick? That I can do.
Yeah, it's just oral.
It's an oral test. Yeah, dude.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
I mean, here, what is the supreme law of the land? The answer is the Constitution. I would have guessed that. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? I would say life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. That's right. I mean, yeah, it's like these are actually not. What is the rule of law? Everyone must follow the law. Leaders must obey the law. Oh, so there's 128 questions. So you just have to memorize the questions and the answers.
You have to answer 12 of 20 questions correct.
That's not you. Wait a minute. So to be a citizen.
And they're asked, or it's all oral.
12 out of 20? So you just have to barely pass. Germany is probably, you have to get 20 out of 20. To be a, yeah. We do not demand excellency in this country.
Not at all. No.
Not at all, but that's fine by me. I'm fine with that. Yeah. Yeah. Who is eligible for German citizenship? German citizenship is mainly acquired and passed through the descent from a German parent. Okay. Well, I actually think I have German parents. Yeah, so, you know, listen, doing Chrissy Chaos is it's just so much fun. I like to just go. Like I like just going, and I hope that, you know, the fans are enjoying. I hope you're just like laughing for an hour and like just forgetting about whatever you have going on in your life and just like laughing, and maybe you have a great life, and maybe you're just, hopefully this is just adding to it. You know, I don't want anybody to feel upset by anything we're doing here, but you probably don't, because you're all dead inside like me. Actually, can we talk to the fans? We got any fan questions?
Yeah, we have.
Let's
a few
do it.
Here.
Okay, here we go.
Here you go. Here's Mason.
From Mason Johnson, who emailed the email is chrissychaospodcast@gmail.com. By the way, if you want to get involved, chrissychaospodcast@gmail.com. Vin's awake. You coming on or no? I put you to sleep? She goes, I just put you to sleep. With what? She just called this episode a snoozer. Are you serious? We're talking about citizenship questions. What? You want to talk about aliens every week? They're coming. Okay. Mason Johnson. Hi, my name is Mason, and I was wondering how much it would cost me to have Chrissy make a short video asking my girlfriend out for me. Okay, Vinny's coming back now. I would like to say money isn't an issue, but I'm 25 and invested all my money into Dogecoin. Her name is Lily, and I can't ask her out in a normal way because she's already out of my league. So I have to impress. Pictures attached for proof. Thanks in advance. Oh, I thought it was your girl. Oh, you want? Oh, you're just assuming she's going to say yes. Okay, so this is you. You look like. Can the fans will be able to see his picture?
Oh,
right.
Of course, yeah.
This guy looks like if me and Homeless Pimp had a baby. It's exactly what he looks like.
And this is the girl.
And then let's see the girl. Yeah, and the girl does look out of your league. If I'm just being honest with you, she's obviously a very attractive girl. Do you know, my first question for you is this, Mason. Do you know this person in real life? Because this reeks of catfish. If you've been communicating with this girl online, this has got catfish written all over it. But if you know this girl in person and like you work with her or like she lives in your neighborhood, then I would just, honestly, at this point, if you know this girl for sure and you just want to ask her out, I would just directly look her in the eyes and tell her, say, hey, I think you're beautiful, okay? I've been watching you, you know, for a long time. Well, don't say I've been watching you for a long time. Just say, hey, I think you're really beautiful. I'm not a cuck, okay? I'm a man's man, but if you're into me being a cuck, I can do that too, and I'll allow you to have sex with other men while I watch. And you can edit, and Homeless Pimp will edit and film it and do the subtitles. So that's what I would say. Honestly, dude, being serious though, Mason, I think if you just approach that girl with confidence, the worst that can happen is she says no. And then here's the thing. How many times have I said this on the podcast? If it's not going to matter in 5 months, don't give it more than 5 minutes. You walk up to her, boom, say, hey, I'd like to take you out. I'd like to take you to a comedy show. I'd like to take you to the movies. Go old school. Hey, can I buy you a sandwich and we go for a walk? You want to sit down on a park bench and have some wine and fucking pizza with me? Say that. That's what I would say. Go say, hey, I'd like to sit on a bench with you and eat some wine and some fucking pizza and drink some wine and have some fucking pizza. Exact quote. That's what I want you to say. And then I think she'll be like, okay, this guy's a guy. He's confident. He likes pizza. He likes wine. If she doesn't like wine or pizza, she's out anyway.
So you want to ask the girl out to a bench in the public park?
Yes, I say you ask her out for a bench in the public park because I don't know if this kid's getting a stimmy check anymore. So, and it's also fun. Everybody goes to a restaurant. Everybody goes to the movies. No, do something different. Why don't you go play roller derby with her?
Can you roller skate?
I can roller skate. I can't roller blade. I can roller skate. Roller skating is the one with four wheels, right?
That's
easier than roller blading.
Why is that easier?
Because roller blading is like in lot, like it's like you need way more balance. Yeah, and I got jacked up feet. So I would say, Mason, seriously, go up to her and just be like, listen, I like you. I want to take you on a date. Let's go sit on a park bench and have some wine and pizza. If you never want to see me again, that's fine. Just give me an hour of your time. That's it. And then boom. Mason, what I think you should do is go up to her confidently and be like, hey, babe, I think you're gorgeous. Say this exactly. Hey, babe, I think you're gorgeous. I'd love to take you out. Let's sit on a park bench, get some wine and some pizza. If you want to go to a classy joint, we can go to a classy joint. If you want to do something different, I'd love to have wine, pizza, sit on a bench, and then walk around the park holding your hand. What do you say? If you don't want to go out with me, that's fine too. I can, you know, I'll be sad for a moment, but I'll go on with my life because I'm a U.S. citizen. I love this country, and I'm a man, okay? I'm not like these liberal cucks. But if you'd like me to be a liberal cuck, I could do that too. We can watch you have sex with other men, and I'll enjoy that. I just want a chance with you, babe. That's what I would say. Exact quote, and see what happens. Or you can do what homeless pimp is about to do with the love of his life, because I've been watching this brew for a while. Everyone's been like, oh, homeless pimp has a girlfriend. We all thought so, but here's the truth. Homeless pimp, this is a true thing that's happening, and we are going to film this. I won't be there, but this will be filmed. And this is all homeless pimp's idea. This is the brainchild of homeless pimp. That's why, dude, you got to have a mind like pimp. There's got to be a screw loose, because in that place that the screw is loose, wild ideas get in. So homeless pimp got an opportunity to take a helicopter ride around New York City. Okay, around New York City, that one where they open the doors and they strap you in and you got your feet dangling out.
At sunset.
And you're looking at New York City as the sun is setting and you're taking a helicopter around. And he had himself plus one. And guess who the plus one will be? This will be filmed. This will be put out on all social media, out for everybody just to see the beauty behind it. They've never done anything like this before. They have explicitly date partner has explicitly told me, I am not scared of heights. I am not afraid to die. Who is his date going to be? The one and only T.T. Jerry, everybody. T.T. Jerry and the homeless pimp are going on a sunset romantic helicopter ride. And T.T. Jerry told me yesterday when we told him if he wants to, I can suck his dick too. So that's what T.T. said. Also, by the way, speaking of T.T. Jerry, she is now available. She's a cleaning lady. She's available to clean houses, mow lawns, and do gardening. She said she learned how to do gardening in prison. She learned how to mow lawns in prison, which I don't believe. And she's a cleaning lady. She also told me that she's fully vaccinated. She got one shot of the Modelo vaccine. That's what we were told yesterday in the car. We put the we were told that she got the Modelo. She actually said, she goes, I got the Modelo Vizine. That's what she said to me. We were driving out to Long Island, which she's never been to Long Island. She'd never been to Long Island. We took her to Long Island yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, we were going to take her to this beautiful dinner by the beach, but instead we went to this restaurant that was off the side of Sunrise Highway in a tent. But still, she had a good time. And she, you know, it was great to see T.T. never has really been out before. Like, they were like, oh, do you want chicken, you know, chicken franchise? She was like, what's that? And then we're like, do you want, like, linguine or penne? She was like, what's that? So we just ordered it for her, and she had the greatest experience. It was such, to be honest, it was such a beautiful thing yesterday to be able to, like, share with T.T., like, going out to Long Island, going to a restaurant. Like, she's never done any of these things. She told me she's, you know, in her 50s, lived in New York her whole life, but so many of those years have been in prison. And then the other years, she was just, you know, addicted to drugs, you know, in the Brooklyn. She said she's only been in Manhattan 10 times. So she really just spent most of her life in Brooklyn, but we got to take her to Long Island yesterday and have like a real meal, which she hasn't done ever. And she just loved it. So it was awesome to see T.T. Jerry and Homeless Pimp will be doing the helicopter ride. If you're T.T.'s parole officer right now, earmuffs, he does have to leave. He does have to go outside the state of New York for like a hot second when they go on the helicopter, but she's coming right back. So don't get mad. Okay. And we'll have her back by, well, but what time you think does it land?
I don't know.
You got to book it back for her curfew.
I mean,
you got to book it.
It's 40 minutes in the air.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Well, if we go down, we go down here.
TT'll be fine, dude. Yeah, and you know what? It's just TT's got 2 more years left to parole, so we hang on for 2 more years, and then TT's off parole, and we could do whatever we want. She can come to shows. She said for some of the shows that we are potentially going to be doing shows in Long Island and Manhattan very soon, those shows she will be at. Out-of-state shows, she can't come. But I was thinking maybe we'll FaceTime her from the crowd or from the show or something. But TT and Homeless Pimp will be doing a beautiful helicopter ride.
Now, I just wanted to double back to, in case that viewer gets rejected by the girl, do you remember in your head like the most awkward times you've been rejected?
The most awkward?
Isn't that like the worst moments of living?
One time I remember I wrote to a girl and I said like on social media, I was like, hey, like I just, you know, I really think you're like great and I'd love to like go out on a date with you. You know, whatever I said, I was like, I think you're beautiful. You seem very smart. I'd love to like take you out. And she wrote back something to the effect of, I can't think of a worse idea. The answer, she wrote this part, I don't remember. This part I do remember word for word. She put in caps lock, she wrote, the answer is a resounding no. And then I like thought it was a joke. Like that's, you know, what an egotistical idiot I was at that point. I thought it was a joke. I was like, LOL, do you want to go out? And then she left that on read and never responded to me again. So I was like, that hurt. But something like that, I don't necessarily regret because it makes you think like, hey, stupid, who do you think you are? You know, not everybody likes you, you stupid piece of shit. You know, it kind of really, yeah, I started to cut myself. Okay, let's take another email. Oh, this is a nice subject line. This is from Suck It Motherfucker. Thank you. Dean Saratella is your name. Chrissy Bitch Tits, you sexy beast. Have you ever thought about jerking off TT because I want to shove that fucker down my throat? The answer is a resounding yes. P.S. Tell Pimp to shut the fuck up. His laugh is fucking annoying. When I hear Pimp's laugh in the background, I immediately want to drive my car into oncoming traffic. Thanks, Horny.
Wow.
It would be great if you were live streaming yourself on listening to the podcast, listening to Pimp's laugh, and then did drive into oncoming traffic and then send us that video. And that would be available exclusively at patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
I'll subtitle that.
Subtitle that. Just you gargling. All right, who's this? I feel like I've seen this woman before. Here, now we. By the way, we got a fan video. Some we like to do. We'll do one more. We'll do. This will be the last thing from the fan. But we do a couple of emails, and then we like when the fans send videos in. We love that. ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com to be a part of the show. Let's listen. This is 27 seconds, so don't worry.
What's up, Chrissy Super Swimmers? What's up, Pimp? It's Rona. Got my smoothie. Feeling very free opening gay today. I know you're probably home already, but what was the first thing you were excited to do when you got back to New York, or you're excited to do now that you're finally home? Love you. See you in November. Can't wait. Me and my gay mom.
There you go. There's Rona. She said she's in the fog, free opening gay. She'll see me in November, I would believe, in Newark, New Jersey. I got shows in Newark, New Jersey in November, so get those tickets. What was the first thing that I was excited to do? Vin, what do you think we were the most excited about? She doesn't want to answer. What was the most excited thing in New York? What did we say?
Butt fart face.
Oh, it was Geno's. We were excited to go to Geno's in Bay Ridge and get the potato croquettes. That literally, my life revolves around potato croquettes. So I think that was the most exciting thing to do, was be around potato croquettes and then also be around normal people that aren't deathly afraid of COVID-wovy, that if it happens to them, it happens to them, I think. And we were also excited to see people with, I feel like every person in LA has a miniature dog somewhere on their person. So I was excited to see people with bigger dogs. But also potato croquettes was like the big, big one. What are you doing? Cleaning your room? Nobody's talking to me today. It is sweltering in here. So I was excited. I was excited to go back. But now, you know, we'll see. We'll see. We may be moving out of this apartment. We're going to see. We got to see if Chrissy D can get approved for the old mortgage. And if I can't get approved for the mortgage the old-fashioned way, I will be calling John Ailey and one of his friends and getting money from the mob.
I found a new thing I'm anxious about this week.
What are you anxious about?
These sinkholes that keep popping up.
This is the Anxiety Tuesday segment of the show. Me and Pimp are anxious about sinkholes. A huge sinkhole has appeared in a farm field in central Mexico, threatening to swallow a nearby house. Sinkholes have been happening all over the world. In New York, even a sinkhole opened up. What are sinkholes for? Like, what are they? What's happening?
Let's see.
Is it can be very destructive, but they're rarely deadly. I mean, if you fell into one.
Well, there's been sinkholes that have opened up and swallowed entire buildings.
But how do they open up so quick? Like, what is it? Is it like just because it's wet? Is it like sinkholes are caused by erosion? They may appear suddenly and have devastating consequences. Sinkholes are cavities in the ground that form when water erodes on underlying rock layer. Without rock to support it, the soil layer collapses and creates a hole in the surface. Okay, so why all of a sudden now, though?
Like, look at this one. It just swallowed like a whole city.
Wow, and nobody died and swallowed a whole city building?
Yeah, right. I mean,
yeah, no,
we
people
don't know.
Died.
Yeah.
I love the lies
like,
from the
that.
Media.
You can just be driving and it just swallows your out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know, people lied. People. By the way, can we just talk about another thing quick? I spoke about it. You know what I was just about to do? I was just about to shout out Tom Brady for winning the Super Bowl, and that's the wrong podcast. That's Hey Babe with Sal Vulcano. But Hey Babe... we talked about this a little bit on Hey Babe with Sal Vulcano, which I do every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern time. It comes out with the great Sal Vulcano from Practical Jokers. We were talking about, I was watching the Son of Sam documentary on Netflix, and I had only seen episode one by the time I saw, but when we were with Sal, but now I've seen the whole thing. Do you know anything about this, about the controversy around Son of Sam?
No.
Dude, Son of Sam, a.k.a. David Berkowitz, the summer of 1976 to 1977, you know, notorious serial killer, you know, would kill people, said he was possessed by Satan. So many people now believe, and there's like overwhelming evidence that he did not commit all these murders and he was part of a satanic cult. And he was just, he only, out of the six or seven murders he was charged with, he only killed like one or two of the people because the police sketches that the survivors have look nothing at all like Son of Sam, but look like identical almost to two other members of the cult that Son of Sam was associated with that killed themselves in 77 and 78 or were mysteriously taken care of. So, and they believe that the police knew that, but there was so much pressure because in New York City in the summer of 77, it's notorious. The summer of 77, this New York City was like burning. Like there were blackouts. The heat was so much. There were riots everywhere. And so many people believed that the NYPD was under a lot of pressure to just pin it on somebody, but really he didn't kill all the victims. And there were other killers out there, part of the satanic cult, and certain people were killed after Son of Sam was in prison. It was like, Satan worship shit.
But it's crazy because, I mean, you're describing this summer that we're going into, really.
It feels like this summer.
So we're missing a satanic cult. You think they're out there?
I think that a satanic cult is out there for sure. I think that the only person who can and will protect me is T.T. Jerry. So I'm happy that T.T. Because here's the thing. I'm not scared of Son of Sam or his cult as long as T.T. Jerry is out of prison, because T.T. Jerry will not allow any members of Son of Sam's satanic cult to get near me or my family. He will do exactly what he did in prison, is he will jerk them off until they calm the fuck down and can be restrained. Because That's what I genuinely in my heart believe. But I do believe that Satan is on the rise. It kind of feels like people are trying to make Satan cool now in a way. Like you hear about satanic cults popping up all the time. You hear about, you know, just like it feels like open secrets now that like the media lies and the government lies. I mean, I know we've always spoken about that and we've kind of always known, but now it just feels like open secrets. Like now they're not even debating anymore that COVID came from a lab in Wuhan. Do you kind of, here's what I'm going to say to you, pimp. Tell me about this. Let's just be honest. I know we haven't spoken about him in a while, but this deserves to be said right now. And if you don't want to hear it, I'm sorry. Turn the volume down because I'll go on to another topic in a minute. You know me, this is Chrissy Chaos. We're wild. But I got to be honest with you right now. Look dead at the camera. Zoom in on my face. Who wants some nicotine? Got your nicotine here. You want a little nicotine? You want to quit your smoky wokies? You think it smokes bad for your lungs? Well, it is. Okay, you want the black lung? I don't think so. Lucy Nicotine is going to help you out. What Lucy is first of all, it's researched and developed by kids from Caltech. Scientists from Caltech, okay? So that means mostly Indian kids who are the smartest people on the planet that are making Lucy Nicotine gum, which is the nicotine alternative that so you don't have to smoke anymore. My aunt is actually using this. My aunt Carlita, who smokes all day, she's been using Lucy because I got it for her, and it's honestly, truthfully, like really changed her life. She was like, I can't believe I ever smoked. As long as I did, the Lucy like takes the crave away, and I feel so much healthier and better. I mean, she just walked like 3-4 miles the other day. So, you know, it's really truthfully, like honestly does help. And it's good flavors. They got wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. They got lozenges with 4 milligrams of nicotine in a cherry ice flavor, which is good if you want a little cherry icy. It's summertime. And you could use the products anywhere, flights, at the gym, at work, whatever, dude. You can, you know, I'm sure even if you were on a ventilator with COVID, they could pop a Lucy in right there and somebody can massage your cheeks and you can get through it. It's 2021. Get rid of the ciggies. Get rid of the cigarettes. No vaping either. Vaping is just as bad. Unplug the vape. Get rid of the Siggy Wiggies. Throw out your dip. I mean, what are we playing baseball in 1930? Get the dip out and get Lucy. Here's what we're going to do for you. You're going to get a nice discount if you go to lucy.co.com. That's Lucy, L-U-C-Y dot C-O, and use the promo code CHAOS at checkout. That's C-H-A-O-S. Chaos at checkout. You're going to get 20% off your first order, including the gum or the lozenges. So 20% off your first order. Vente, as they say in Spanish. Go to lucy.co. Use the promo code CHAOS. That's lucy.co, L-U-C-Y.co. Use that promo code CHAOS. 20% off your first order, including the gum or lozenges. Let's do it. Have yourself some Lucy gum. America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh. I'm doing the ads now, so you can't yell, okay? But you know what? You wouldn't be yelling if I would have made you some HelloFresh meals that you ate, that you wouldn't. Okay, I thought she was going to say something. Now I thought she was joking because I thought she did have food in her mouth from HelloFresh. I make her HelloFresh meals. I make my daughter meals from HelloFresh, and I make my family meals from HelloFresh, and I'm telling you, Vin actually got mad at me because she was like, where'd you learn how to cook? I'm like, I just picked it up. I'm on YouTube. And then she found the boxes from HelloFresh. She's like, you're lying. What else are you lying about? Let me see your phone. I was like, HelloFresh, you ruined my life because your food's so good. HelloFresh, what it is it's a meal service. They got quick and easy meals, 15 to 20 minute dinners. So if you're somebody who, you know, you want to cook good food and you want to be quickie, HelloFresh is the place for you. They got flexibility. You can customize all your different kinds of meals. They got a variety of foods, 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. 28%. I mean, 28%. 28 days later, good movie. We're probably living that now. Listen, here's the thing. I've used it. I've, you know, at first I sponsored the podcast and I've actually bought the product myself. That's what I do with these products, by the way. The ones that I like, which HelloFresh is one that I like, I just buy the product and use the promo code when I can really probably talk to them and get it for free, but I don't. I just spend my money and use my own promo code like an idiot. But I do it, and HelloFresh, truthfully, because you know me, I'm traveling a lot, or, you know, Vinny's pregnant. She doesn't want to cook all the time. We go to HelloFresh. We get the meals, and it's 1, 2, 3. We make them quick and easy. You can, too, and you're going to get a sweet discount. Go to HelloFresh.com/12Chaos and use the code 12Chaos, and you're going to get free meals. You're going to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. So that's actually insane. It's not like it's a discount. It's for free. All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/12Chaos and use the code 12Chaos, and you're going to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. So that's... it's amazing. It's almost like this is one of those ones where, like, you don't even have to spend a dollar. Like, if you literally just go to HelloFresh.com/12Chaos and use the code 12Chaos, they're just going to ship you 12 meals for free. It's like, what do you want? Do you want to eat 12 free meals? Then just put in the promo code and do what I told you. And I guarantee you, after you do that, you're going to want to buy more HelloFresh stuff because it's so good. The food products are so good. So you might as well just do it. You have nothing to lose. I mean, do you want to eat for free? Boom. HelloFresh.com/12Chaos. Use the code 12Chaos. It's unbelievable. America's number one meal kit. Absolutely. And it is America's number one meal kit. Not Canada's number one meal kit. Not freaking Russia's number one meal kit. Not Mexico's number one meal kit. It's America's number one meal kit, which includes the Commonwealths of Puerto Rico and the Philippines. How about this? By the way, you know what show I've been watching on HBO Max? Sam J's new show on HBO Max. And I really actually like it. I think it's an interesting way to do a show. It's an interesting way to do a show and get like a kind of comedic message about race and all that out there.
Did you see this, by the way? Trump wore his pants backwards, apparently.
Trump wore his pants backwards? No, I don't think Trump wore his pants backwards. I think he's just got a big hog.
A fupa right there.
A fupa. He does have a fupa. But Son of, I like Sam J's show a lot on HBO Max, so check it out. She's a friend of mine. But I want to actually make a new show that I want to pitch to HBO Max that Homeless Pimp and I are going to film, where it's called Son of Sam J. Where it's me, where it's the son of Sam J, where me and Sam J are in a relationship where Sam J is Sam J and I am a satanic serial killer. And that's the reality show that I want to do. And Pimp and I are going to film it. And we're going to talk about race, identity, politics, and all that stuff, but just as me as a serial killer. What is this? Man is living in 2027 okay, and so says human this, race is gone?
All right. I found this the other night very, very drunk. And part of me thinks it's a marketing stunt. Everyone's found this kid on TikTok who claims he's stuck in the year 2027 after he got COVID.
Wait, and like, what?
And like, he's like asking.
He's stuck in 2027?
He said he's stuck alone in 2027. He can't find another person, but he can still upload to TikTok.
I mean, that's hilarious.
And now he's uploading videos of him like in popular areas and it's empty. He can't find a person. And it's areas that movie companies pay millions of dollars to empty out.
So what do you mean?
So people are trying to figure out, like, is this a movie thing where they have this empty? Otherwise, how would this be empty?
So they're saying, like, even with camera tricks, they don't understand how this is possible.
Physically, like, if I was to go to Times Square and there's no one there during rush hour, how did I film it?
Vinny, do you want to come out and see something cool? Or no? We're about to watch something pretty interesting on YouTube. You good, baby? You need water or anything? Huh? You good? Okay, we got food out here, too, from ALC. Shout out ALC in Bay Ridge. Okay, so here we go. We're watching Omar Gosh TV. Man is living in 2027 and says the human race is gone, and he has video proof. Okay.
So pretty much he's in an airport.
Oh, we can't use volume. We'll get ripped?
No, we can.
This person pretty much says, okay, Go inside of an airport. I understand that there's maybe some travel restrictions here and there, but I don't know. I mean, it even shows flights there, and it shows the times. And, I mean,
you can't find people
anywhere. Completely empty, lights flickering there. This person said they'll give him $500,000 if they do that. You know, he goes into the bathroom, completely empty.
Oh, wait, this guy, hold on, can you pause for a second?
This is a guy explaining.
He's explaining. He's doing an explaining bit, and he got 1.4 million views.
And this TikTok account where this kid is posting from has millions of followers now, and no one can find the kid. Like, they're telling him to go to these coordinates. Like, one person wrote, this restaurant's open 24 hours a day. All my friends are there all the time. Just go there at this time. And the kid goes there, and there's no one there. Like, no one can get to this person, and this person can't find anyone else.
What? That's mind-blowing.
And people are saying, is it a glitch in the Matrix, or is it, like, some kind of stunt? But even if it's a stunt, it's $1 million budget. Like, there's no way they can clear out the airport.
Can we see some of the TikTok? This video showing the TikTok?
This video is this guy like packaging his TikTok, so we can watch it.
I want to stop the podcast or just watch these TikToks. Is it like, dude, freaky, crazy?
I'm interested in shit like this, so I find it fascinating.
But how, is there anybody explaining how he could potentially be doing it?
He could have stashed videos during quarantine, but there's literally not even homeless people. And like, he's answering questions and uploading. At one point, they say, go to a grocery store and pick up random items and show the expiration dates. And all the expiration dates in this grocery store that's empty say March 30th, 2027.
Really?
So this kid might be stuck in a different year.
And what, people just aren't there yet?
No one's there.
And he said he got stuck there after he got COVID or the vaccine?
He got COVID and then he woke up in the hospital and no one's in the hospital and he just left. It's like a fucking movie. And now he's just stuck in a different year and he can't find a human. So I guess he's going to have to learn how to drive a boat. I'd love for him to take a boat to New York.
But do you think that this means the human race is like we've been killed off?
I don't know if it means that or if this guy's in purgatory or glitched in the simulation.
Huh. Look, can we watch like just sorry. Just watch a minute of this with me.
Yeah.
But there's cars parked.
Passing through the river or passing by the river. And I mean, you could see there's no cars on the streets, nobody walking around. I mean, I don't even see birds in the sky. I mean, pay attention and see if you see any birds in the sky. I mean, I'm looking. I've been looking. You guys might be able to help me on this. I mean,
will he not show his face, this kid,
though? I don't understand. So somebody says to go to a Mercedes dealership.
I haven't been interested in his face. I don't know.
And I'm interested in his face. I want to see what this kid looks like. Imagine it's
so
me.
So he finds his key right here.
Oh, my God.
I guess he's looking around to see what car this key belongs to, and he finds it. It's right outside. I mean, how was he able to do this upon request? Somebody requested him to go to a Mercedes dealership. And look, he's driving the car. He's the only one on the street. And this looks like dusk. There's somebody in the comment of this video saying, I'm starting to believe that what you're going through is real.
Dude,
now.
I spent my whole night on this.
And I'm not going to lie.
Dude.
I'm believing it too. This guy is trapped in another dimension. Not just in time, but, you know, some sort of connected world. Except there's nobody in his world but him. And this one right here, he goes to the Palacio de Marquez. And
could it be green screen stuff or something like that?
$500,000. And he's
in
there.
Yeah, let's just, this is the last one.
I just think the budget on that, for the budget would be crazy. Right. I don't know how they would afford it.
The only thing I could think of is maybe it's Jeff Bezos.
Probably Jeff
You know what
Bezos.
I mean? Like, it could just be somebody who did put a lot of money in there and clearing it out. But then there'd be somebody, this would be all over the news, though.
There'd be a fucking rat. Well, the news wouldn't pick it up till Elon Musk tweets about it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
the news has no backbone.
We're tweeting about it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Okay, let's just do the last part, because this is insane.
Screen for somebody to find this, being that there's a connection between 2027 and 2021. If he leaves something behind, somebody's going to find it. Hides it in a tree. I mean, this is fascinating. Either that or, I mean, this guy is a pro when it comes to editing and special effects. But what makes this crazy, I mean, you can still see nobody in the background. But let's go to the next clips here. People are actually sharing that they found his keychain with the coordinates that he gave them. Now, this person is also showing that the area that he was in is a populated area. You can see people walking their dogs.
No, I don't know about that.
People jogging, having picnics, and there it is. There's the keychain right there. He put a note there for them. This guy is in shock. Here's another one right here. Guy found it. I mean, did he go out early in the morning when nobody...
Yeah, but if he left it there in 2027, it wouldn't be there yet, I thought. Right?
I think it just might be a purgatory thing.
What
do you think this fucking guy did to deserve this?
Oh my God, what did he do to deserve this?
What did he do?
I don't know. Dude, I mean, you said he got COVID, and then all of a sudden, he's in another dimension.
I'm going to be honest. While I was watching all this, I was crying laughing because I was like, what if this guy was Chris? What would you do if you woke up after COVID and you're the only person left?
Do I have a cell phone?
You can upload just like this asshole.
I can upload. Do I have almond milk?
As far as the grocery store, maybe for a few months.
If I got almond milk in my cell phone, I'm good to go. And if I got Magic Spoon, promo code chaos, magicspoon.com. I don't know. I think, to be honest with you, if I'm being honest with you, if it was 20, I don't know how long I could deal with this, because there's only like so many times you can like walk into, you know, a museum naked or like start jerking off or doing something like there's only so many things you can put up your butt. I think eventually I would get so, dude, I feel so lonely when I'm outside of New York, I begin to cry. Being in New York with no people and nothing, I would try to ask people if I could communicate with 2022, 2021, like, do you think, like, talk to scientists, like, do you think, like, I can just, like, wait here? Like, if I just hold out for 5 years, like, will you guys catch up to me? But if the answer is no, then I'd kill myself. For sure, I'd kill myself.
Well, you wouldn't do a few years? I mean, you could hang out for a few. I mean, I'd go
see... Dude, I could barely hang out in L.A. for 2 months without crying every day. And I had my family with me. You think I'm going to go 5 years with no people? Because well, you can't leave Europe. If he's in Europe, he can't get on a plane.
Well, you can figure out boats. It's not that crazy, right?
Yeah, I guess I could figure out boats.
It'd be rough, though. But that'd be cool to see him on the boat TikToking.
How about sick would this be? You know, because you know what? My head would start to think, the only way back to 2021 is to die. And you go back through the portal, or the only way back to I would think the only way back to 2021 in my time that I'm living in is to get COVID again. So I would go make COVID. I would go to Wuhan, go to the lab, remake COVID, start another pandemic, but this time the only one who's going to get it is me. I get COVID, get sick again, die, wake up, I'm back in the hospital bed. I get out of the hospital bed in 2021, just escape that nightmare. I walk outside, I get hit by a bus. I'm dead, I'm back in 2027.
I mean, for me, though, this kind of becomes interesting because I'm like, well, this is TikTok Jesus.
Yeah, it's TikTok Jesus.
I mean, if I was him, I'd just start doing crazy shit.
What's his TikTok?
Let's find his
hand. We got to find his freaking TikTok. What are you guys fighting about? His TikTok is Unico Sobrevivente, 22,400 subs. I would think a guy stuck at 2027 would do a little better than 22,400 subs, it's but tough. It's still dope.
It's tough. You want to see him go to the zoo?
Let's see him go to the zoo. And then I promise then that's it. I'm just fascinated with this. And this is what we do on Chaos.
Animals. Where'd the animals go? Is this an abandoned zoo? It looks pretty kept up. The lawn is freshly mowed. The landscape looks nice. I mean, as you can see in the earlier shots, the fountains were on in the water. Where are the animals?
Huh.
This one's pretty cool. So he asks Alexa.
¿Qué fecha es hoy?
Es domingo, 21 de marzo de 2027.
March 21st on a Sunday, 2027.
Would Alexa be able to program to do that?
I mean, maybe if you're really good at it or rebuild, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I've never screwed around with the Alexas, but it doesn't seem like something.
It's very, 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 very,
and
very
then, yeah,
interesting.
Like this is the kid in the grocery store.
He's showing the.
Okay, this was one that definitely made me scratch my head. I thought.
Maybe you have dandruff and you need to use a new shampoo.
Whoever wanted him to do this. They said to go to a police station. This is what I find weird. He has a key to
yeah,
get inside
the key.
Police
that's
station. Like,
it's been stuck there
I mean,
for
maybe
months.
He found the key outside.
What, you want to get a gun?
One of the police cars is running, too. I don't know if he goes inside the police station or he tries to
maybe
go
he's
in.
A cop.
But as you can see, there's nobody in there. I mean, cops usually freak out if you're trying to break
in. And the car is on.
And yeah, this police car is running and he gets in. Maybe it was running for days. I don't know. That's why I find
this one
a little peculiar.
Delilah, can you please stop? What are you climbing on the sink for? What do you need?
Oh, look at her. She's doing
what are you doing?
She's doing it.
You could talk. What do you need? Okay.
It's hilarious. She's a great producer. She's like, go on.
She is. Yeah, she's like, go on, do your bit. wow, that's amazing.
Anyway, you know, this is my life now. I'm obsessed with this.
Well, here's what we're going to do. On the Patreon is what we're going to do is we're going to get in touch with this. What's his name?
Holy shit. Yeah, why don't we try like a live stream interview?
With this kid.
With the guy in the future.
Let's try a live stream interview with the guy in the future. The only problem is I don't speak Spanish, so I'm going to need Vin to talk Puerto Rican Spanish to this kid.
We got TT.
TT does know Spanish. Okay, here.
Oh, God.
Let's do one more thing. As always, we do the 48 Laws of Power. Some people don't like this bit. Well, screw you. We're going to keep doing it. We've already done like, what episode number is this?
20.
20? So we got 28 more chapters left, and then that's it. Okay. So we open it up. Law 42. Shout out Jackie Robinson. Shout out Mariano Rivera. This law, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Wow. So this is go for the big boy. Here we go. Judgment. Trouble can often be traced to a single strong individual. The stirrer. Don't talk while I'm doing 48 Laws of Power. The stirrer. The arrogant underling, the poisoner of goodwill. If you allow such people room to operate, others will succumb to their influence. Do not wait for the troubles they cause to multiply. Do not try to negotiate with them. They are irredeemable. Neutralize their influence by isolating or banishing them. Strike at the source of trouble and the sheep will scatter. So you got to go for the big dogs. That's what they're saying. That you go for the people at the top. You cut off the head of the snake. That's pretty much what that means. Is cut off the head of the snake. There is one reversal, though. It says any harm you do to a man should be done in such a way that you need not fear his revenge. This is coming from Machiavelli. If you act to isolate your enemy, make sure he lacks the means to repay the favor. If you apply this law, in other words, apply it from a position of superiority, not white male superiority, so that you have nothing to fear from his resentment. Andrew Johnson, ooh, this is 48. I like when 48 Laws of Power weaves into Chris DiStefano. Andrew Johnson, Abraham Lincoln's successor as U.S. president, saw Ulysses S. Grant as a troublesome member of his government, so he isolated Grant as a prelude to forcing him out. This only enraged the great general, however, who responded by forming a support base in the Republican Party and going on to become the next president. It would have been far wiser to keep a man like Grant in the fold, where he could do less harm, than to make him revengeful. And so you may often find it better to keep people on your side, where you can watch them, than to risk creating an angry enemy. Keeping them close, you can secretly whittle away at their support base, so that when the time comes to cut them loose, they will fall fast and hard without knowing what hit them. So at the last second, you say nope, and then cut their head off. But that's actually a good law. It's pretty much keep your friends close, your enemies even closer. That's pretty much what that is. Delilah, did you hear that law of power, or you were too busy climbing up on the shelves, getting jars of Nutella, eating it with your hands again? Wow. Strip club employee claims Kanye West tipped her $15,000, but not for a lap dance. So what did he give her $15,000 for?
This is classic. Here you go.
The woman who goes by the name Anaisa Rossi on TikTok posted a clip last week in which she explained how she earned $15,000 tip from Kanye for simply listening to him while doing her makeup on camera. The bartender described her visit with Kanye as abnormal from other celebrity patrons. He didn't want to see any of the women dance, wasn't interested in a lap dance or anything else of the sort, just wanted to be listened to. That's interesting.
I'm starting to really like him.
I've always liked Kanye West. I really always have. I've always liked his music. I've always thought, like, you know, he's just a guy. He's mentally ill. It's like his mental illness is just on display.
But I like it. He's treating it like a drug. He's not using.
No.
But he's around.
$15,000 just to talk is, woo, that's good. That's good.
Well, I mean, their divorce is going to get real messy. Well, Kim was on camera crying like she wasn't enough for him.
Yeah, but she's on camera crying, but she said they're best of friends. She said they're like great co-parents. We'll see. It's hard to be a co-parent with Kanye West.
Oh, my God. Look what happened to all the other men associated with that family.
Not good. The best turnout was Bruce Jenner.
Killing it.
All right. So, Pippi, we got anything else?
No. I know we're at the end of the episode here.
What else is going on? Nothing really, right? Yeah. We had fun. I like doing this. It's just, listen, sometimes solo ones are all over the place, but every once in a while, you got to mix in a solo from the couch in Brooklyn. It's chaos. We like the energy. We hope that you're enjoying it. We have so much fun at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Join up, tell a friend. When you guys tell a friend to like and subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com/ChristyComedy, it helps us so much. And give us 5 stars on iTunes and write what you liked about the show. That helps so much. We really just appreciate the support. We're 20 episodes in now. This is a growing family, the Christians. Yeah. I'm about to have a kid.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And also, when we're coming to your city, if you have something crazy you think me and Chris should do or film in the city,
please.
Let us know.
If we're coming to your city, and look at ChristyComedy.com. We got a bunch of cities coming up. I told you, Philadelphia, Providence, Rhode Island, Eatontown, New Jersey, Nashville, Tennessee, Foxwoods, Fox Theater in Foxwoods, Connecticut. Let us know what you want us to do. Send emails or video questions, ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. And, the clips page. Chrissy Clips page, #CCP. Like and subscribe to that. You get a little dose of chaos every day, every other day. Venetia is a part of the staff now, so shout out Venetia. I just hope that Homeless Pimp and Venetia don't start dating one day, because then I'd have to just figure out a way to keep them both around, because I can't fire either one of them, because the truth of the situation is I don't even know how to turn on the fucking camera. Delilah, get off the counter!